This is Honesty. Good to see you again.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
On your station, 88.9 KETR, it is Movie Picks with Alice Reese. My name's Daniel Starks, and I'm joined by Alice Reese. She's the movie reviewer of the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner, and she always takes time out of her Friday mornings to bring us movie reviews here on KETR. Happy Friday, Alice.
Hi.
We've got three movies to talk about this morning: Guardians of the Galaxy, Get On Up, and Magic in the Moonlight. Alice, let's start with Guardians in the Galaxy.
This is the nicest surprise of the summer, and it might be the biggest hit of the summer. I couldn't believe it when I heard about the cast of this, because they're mostly not that well known, and it's sort of by the same people, Marvel Comics, who brought us the Avengers, and it's kind of like, well, a comic version of these outer space movies. And this one stars Chris Pratt as a space scavenger called Peter Quill. And at the beginning, the first time he's seen, when he's in space, there's a whole backstory about him leaving Earth, and he's an Earthman. But anyway, the first time he's seen in space, it's really reminiscent of Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's looks like that scene where, anyway, he's going into this cave to find an orb, but he's dancing, he's grooving along to this song, Come and Get Your Love, on his Walkman. And you know right off that this is not going to be your typical space opera. And he eventually, he's kind of a flaky kind of guy, but he joins forces and has a higher purpose when he gets with a group of a quartet of very strange people. Creatures, they're not people. They seem to have emerged from the bar in Star Wars. There is green-skinned Gamora, played by Zoe Saldana, tattooed Drax the Destroyer, who is Dave Bautista. He's a former wrestler, a big guy. There's the genetically created Rocket Raccoon, and that's the voice of Bradley Cooper, and a shape-shifting tree-like Groot, and that's the voice of Vin Diesel. Anyway, they squabble, they get out of a prison together, and then they unite to save the planet Xandar. And this is really sensational. CGI, motion capture, all kinds of great effects, and everything comes together. This guy, James Gunn, this is his first really big movie, and he does a great job with it.
Well, I'm excited to go see that movie. I'm always a fan of the movies that are coming out about the old comics. I'm also excited about the biography type movies, and this next one is the James Brown story. It's called Get On Up.
Yeah, Tate Taylor, who brought us The Help, brings together quite a few members of that cast, including Octavia Spencer, who won an Oscar for her role in that, and Viola Davis, and both of them, again, are very fine in this biopic of James Brown. And they've waited a long time to do this, and I think they got it right. They've got, the main thing is the casting of Chad Boseman. He was the fellow who played Jackie Robinson in the movie 42. And he's getting a little typecast as always doing biographies. But he is absolutely astonishing in this role. He starts out being 17, and then he's approximately 60 in the latter parts of the movie. And he eventually just morphs into this character. He walks, he talks, he sings, he dances, one of the main things, exactly like James Brown. And it's a warts and all thing. The guy had trouble, went to jail, went to prison another time. But he was had a triumphant life as a superstar. He was known as, the Godfather of Soul, the minister of the new super heavy funk, and the hardest working man in show business. And I feel sure that there will be an Oscar on the horizon, Oscar nomination anyway, at least for Chad Boseman, because this is absolutely sensational, his performance.
Well, we've got one more movie to talk about. It's starring Colin Firth, and this is actually his first movie since The Devil's Knot back in 2013, but it's called Magic in the Moonlight.
Right. This is Woody Allen, who I adore, but I don't adore this movie so much. It's kind of this trend he's had lately of doing an excellent movie like Blue Jasmine, which was an Oscar winner for him. And that was last year. And this follow-up is just moderately entertaining. And it is set on the French Riviera during the 1920s. And Colin Firth is he is actually an illusionist who is Wee Ling Su. But he, as himself Stanley, he sets out to expose Emma Stone, who is a spiritualist who can bring people back from the dead. And it's, I will always watch Woody Allen, I don't care what. And it, this is just not one of the best. But the scenery and the setting, the whole thing is really gorgeous. But the it just doesn't measure up to his others.
Well, out of these three movies we've been talking about, Guardians of the Galaxy, Get On Up, and Magic in the Moonlight, if you were going to go see one movie this weekend, which one would it be?
It'll be Guardians of the Galaxy, and I will see it again. I'm just so amazed by this thing. It's just a real find for this late in the summer.
Now, you mentioned, you know, the CGI and things like that. Is Guardians in the Galaxy, is it available in 3D or IMAX or anything like that?
3D and IMAX. I should have said that. Yes, of course. Yes.
Would you think that that movie would be better to see in 3D or not?
Yes, it's a technical masterpiece. It's, you know, it would be greatly entertaining no matter how you saw it, but that would enhance it.
See, I think I went and saw, which one was it? I think it was Pirates of the Caribbean 4. And I saw that one in 3D, and I think it took away from the effect, mainly because back, you know, when that movie came out, they hadn't truly mastered the 3D effect yet, and, you know, the coloring was off and things like that. But I went and saw a movie in 3D a couple days ago, or not a couple days ago, but a couple months ago. I think it was Saving Mr. Banks, I think is what it was. I think, I can't remember, but it was just phenomenal. Even just a simple movie like that was just phenomenal in 3D. So I'm really looking forward to seeing a movie that would be
improved it so much. Sometimes in the past it was so dark sometimes, and you had your glasses on, and it really did take away from
right
it when you know. But they have, and this one is just a real masterpiece as far as all the technical sides of it. I mean, you believe it's a real talking raccoon.
Well, I'm excited to go see these movies. Thank you so much, Alice, for talking to us this morning, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
It's Movie Picks with Alice Reese on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm Daniel Starks.